Well, as our listeners know, we are into the primary election season, especially with early voting starting today. And earlier this morning, as the polls were opening, the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro is holding their most recent critical issues series. And it was an elected officials forum talking about the early voting period, talking about what makes this election cycle so interesting for our local races. Joining me on the phone to talk a little bit more about that forum and the resources that the chamber has available is President and CEO of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. Aaron, happy Thursday. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we have definitely been talking about this quite a good bit locally and here at the station, but it is a very fascinating set of primary elections that are happening here in Orange County and kind of in the Triangle. What stands out to you and what stands out when it comes to kind of the chamber perspective of this primary election cycle?
For me now, having voted in Orange County for the last 25 years, for me, I am uncertain. It is not clear choices as it has been for me in the past. There are many competitive races here in the primary. And I think that the electorate needs to be paying a little more attention than they have in the past. There are some races for which the community may not be so familiar with what it is that they do. And then there's other races where two talented folks are going against each other.
Yeah. Well, and I know that the Chamber's forum today was kind of meant to help business owners and chamber members get an idea of those candidates, but also talk with some of their already elected officials. Can you tell us a little bit about how that forum went and kind of what the setup was? Who was there?
It really was fabulous. We had 100 folks come together, register to participate in this event, about 30 elected officials and folks running for office, and about 70 local business and community leaders participating. Each of the candidates and electeds gave a one-minute introduction, and then we broke folks out into small groups so they could have one-on-one conversations. One of the values of chamber membership is access, that we can help connect the business community and business leaders to their local elected officials so that they can have a direct connection and find out, get their questions answered by these local leaders. So we're glad to have everybody there. In your earlier question about what makes this unique, unusually for this time, there are no competitive county commissioner races. The county commissioners will be on the ballot in November, but all of them running unopposed in the primary, same for our sheriff, same for our clerk of court. But in a few of the other races for North Carolina House, both the district that includes Chapel Hill and the ones that are just outside, for North Carolina Senate, for U.S. Congress, for our Register of Deeds, it's worth looking and finding more information to help make a good choice.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said that business leaders and chamber members got a chance to talk with some of the elected officials who were at the forum today and try and answer some of their questions. What are some of the issues and kind of priorities for business leaders in this primary election cycle? Of course, we're still coming out of the pandemic, but there are a lot of other things that affect local business leaders that happen, of course, in our local governments, but also at the state level.
Sure. And the local business folk, as we emerge from this pandemic, they want a fair tax structure, paying their fair share, but making sure that that the funds are being spent properly. We want to make sure that our university is well invested in, that our community college has resources that it needs, that our K-12 public education system is well funded. That is one of the things that is a hallmark of our community and how we can retain talent and why we recruit businesses. They also want the government to work well for them. They want to have access to when they have problems, that there's someone who will help solve it. They want less friction when they are trying to get the things done that they need to get done in order to help their business be successful, right? We got enough headwinds with the challenges we have, whether it's recession, global conflict, pandemic. It shouldn't be that there is additional friction when working with local government.
Once again, we're speaking with President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. We're talking about the Elected Officials and Candidates Forum that the Chamber hosted for members earlier this morning. If you want to get more details on that, be sure to head to carolinachamber.org. Any other highlights or things that stood out to you from the forum that happened this morning, Aaron?
Well, that we have an incredible group of public servants who choose to serve. The compensation is terrible. The hours are long. And your business community is very grateful for the folks that have been serving, for folks that are willing to put themselves forward. And we're glad that they choose to use the chamber to help connect with the local businesses. I've gotten many texts and calls today as folks are making their way to those five early voting sessions. And hey, if you're not registered, that's okay. You can actually register at the early voting polling places. And you can find more information about all of that on, you know, Chapel Borough's website, but also at carolinachamber.org/electionhub. So election hub, one word, carolinachamber.org, or you can Google that. And it'll have a link to the different ballots, a link to who's running, a link to the candidates, so that you can prepare for what you're going to see when you step into that voting booth.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, we've been talking about that as a great resource. You can do /election hub. You can also do /elections. It'll take you to the exact same page.
Oh, perfect.
What about that hub kind of stands out as a local resource, Aaron, not just, of course, for the business leaders and owners in our community, but also just for any community member who's headed to the polls?
I'm a pretty plugged in person myself, and I feel like I know much of what is going on, yet I got to go there in order to see what exactly is on this ballot. When are the hours of the different poll sites if I'm going to vote early? What's the process? And, you know, folks should remember, if you are registered Republican, you must vote in the Republican primary. Registered Democrats vote in the Democratic primary. But unaffiliated in North Carolina can pick their primary. So when they arrive, I encourage unaffiliated to participate, but you get to pick which primary you want to participate in. And in Orange County, much of our partisan races are decided in the primary. For many of these races, there's no Republican candidate running. And so the winner of this primary will be the winner of the general. And so don't wait till November to get involved in this. Now is the time, over the next many days up until Election Day, to participate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, want to flag carolinachamber.org/elections or /election hub. We're speaking with President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. And Aaron, we've got a couple more minutes. Is there anything else that you think is important for our audience to know about the business side of following the primary election cycle locally, or anything else that the Chamber has going on that our listeners would be interested in?
Well, I thank you for that. There's a host of programming on its way. We've got a wonderful women's networking event. Folks can find that on the calendar on our website. Our leadership program kicks off a 10-session every other week program where we'll take individuals, new folks, and folks who've been here for a while through a process of exploring our community and developing their leadership skills. Wonderful networking event coming up, a joint business after hours and ribbon cutting with our friends in Chatham County. But check out the website, carolinachamber.org, and if there's anything that we can be doing to help you, if you have a small business or a startup or work for a local employer, and we can help you navigate your way through this, you know, end of this pandemic crisis, and our goal is to help you be successful, and we hope that you'll call on us for that.
Yeah, once again, carolinachamber.org, their website. And if you want to check out their election hub, it is /elections or /election hub. President and CEO Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Well, I'm grateful for our partnership. Thank you, sir.